Stop 2. Hummingbird Garden. To your right is Pleasant Valley's Hummingbird Garden. We invite you to use the seating nearby as you learn about this garden. An introductory sign panel is located nearby, and the same information is included in this audio tour and in all formats of the printed booklets. This garden is approximately 15 by 20 feet in size. It contains both native and non-native plants. In May of each year, tiny ruby-throated hummingbirds return to the Northeast from their wintering grounds in the tropics. Some fly all the way across the Gulf of Mexico, a perilous 500-mile non-stop journey. Their wings beat at an incredible 80 times per second as they hover in front of flowers and sugar water feeders. The nectar from flowers supplies them with carbohydrates. A large part of their diet, however, is insects, which provide the protein they require. We have planted a number of tubular ornamental flowers that are well suited to visits by these tiny birds. They move from flower to flower, using their long tongues to drink up the sweet nectar. They'll give the flower enough time to replenish its nectar supply, and then return for more throughout the day. As they do this, they transfer pollen from one plant to another, benefiting both plant and bird. They may be tiny, but hummingbirds are very territorial when it comes to protecting their nectar sources, attacking and chasing away any intruders, large or small, especially other hummingbirds. Females build nests the size of half a walnut shell and lay 2 pea-sized eggs. They gather fuzz from the stalks of cinnamon ferns to line its inside and use spider's silk to help anchor the nest to a branch. Nests are very hard to find because the bird decorates their exterior with bits of lichen, making it look just like a bump on a branch. In so many ways, hummingbirds are amazing creatures. When ready, turn right to follow All Persons Trail into the deep shade of a small planted evergreen grove. It is 75 feet from the right turn to stop number 3. The post will be on the left, near but not blocking the hemlock boughs. Please proceed carefully. There's a narrow erosion control trench across the trail.